When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 858. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have a full house, starting with Chris. Awkward silence. Matt?
Yes, I also have a full house, so if you hear something coming over the speakers, that's my brother-in-law being loud.
Don?
Ah!
Ooh, that was loud.
Rob?
I love the forcefulness with which he hit his simple mechanical switch.
Yeah. And Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
Yes, I'm assuming I had a little satellite dropout when Brian called on me first this week, so that's unfortunate, but yes, I am here.
Great. You sound great, though.
Hooray!
Yay! We had the first minor hiccup with the satellite, but I can live with it.
It's fine, because you can live with it.
I think
I can live with it, too. I've been living with it for a couple weeks now, and we're dealing. It slows down when it rains a lot, but we haven't had, a complete outage yet or anything, so fingers crossed.
Okay, so it is the day before Thanksgiving, 2023. We're really getting into the thick of Elf on a Shelf warmer time. I want to send a big shout out to our friend Hector Bones, who sent a very generous donation for me to drop off at my local Toys for Tots drop off. Thank you so much. Very thoughtful. And I honestly do really appreciate it when I see toys for younger kids. And that's primarily what it was. So thank you so much. But if you want to make a difference in a child's life this year, go to your local Walmart, Target, wherever. Ollie's is great. Ross, anywhere we can get a toy that is either discounted or warming a shelf, buy it, drop it in a donation box. It's that simple. So many kids out there won't get anything this holiday season without you. Just takes a second. And if you do, snap a picture of it, put it out on the internet, hashtag Elf on a Shelf Warmer. And if we find it, we'll try to reshare it. If you don't have a place to donate, you can always go to tfradio.net/elf. It'll send you to an Amazon wish list that we mostly maintain, but there's still a lot of stuff up on it. Buy something, it'll come to me, and I will donate it. We don't take a cent off of the referral fees. There are no referral fees on that. It is in the clear, but go again to tfradio.net/elf. It'll come to me, and I'll donate it. I would much rather you pick up something and donate it in your local community so you can make a difference where you live, but if you can't, by all means, use that. So this week, actually, my local Walmart got in the holiday packs of all I saw was Studio Series stuff.
No, not.
That's all I saw. No, I would have gotten that. I might have gotten two. But all Studio Series, I picked up one. It is the Bumblebee Wheeljack and Perceptor. And if you find it, you'll see, again, you're watching the video. There is a shrink wrap on it and then a thin paper backer that has its own UPC code. After the show, I'm going to split this up and it's going to go in the Toys for Tots box. So, but this is a good option if you have a local Walmart that has these in stocks. Again, I found them in the clearance section. People are also finding them in the holiday section, but there are a ton of toys out there that just need to find a home and you can help them do that. Cool. Okay. Sad news to start off this week. Peter Spellos died.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy. He followed me on Twitter, which is always a plus. And I hate when somebody, I have some connection, obviously I have a connection to him with his voice work and everything. But I would always see his stuff out there and he was very much alive to me, in a real way, like people on the internet are and, people that you know. Not that he was extremely active, but I did follow what he was doing and he had cancer and it's unfortunate. So, he passed away recently. Any anybody actually, I guess, Don, you probably met him several times.
I've been actually trying to remember. I know I was at one of his panels at BotCon, but I didn't do the autograph signing and, you know, some way to talk to him in person. But he seemed like he was really amazed at how much his character was loved, how much Skybyte made the fans happy and everything. And he seemed to really relish that he had done something, that something he did became so important to so many people. That's the memory that I have of the meeting, the panel with him on it.
Yeah. Really sad. Okay. I have to say, there's not a ton of news this week. Which,
perfect,
again, being,
for right before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Also, it means I can get this edited tonight and posted.
Yes.
Which usually thinks if I can get it posted on Thanksgiving, it's like twice as many downloads as normal. So that's what I'm aiming for. HasLab, pardon me, First Hand Photos of Super 7, G2 Megatron, and Retgar on Twitter. I am so glad that I canceled these.
Yeah, so it took me a little bit. Oh, Don actually has the Megatron in hand. I assume we'll be hearing about that from you later, Don. So it took me a little bit to decide from this picture why I didn't like this Megatron, but I realized after a little bit that this looks like someone wearing a G2 Megatron mascot costume.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Like, the head is really big on that body in a weird way, which is lending a lot to that, but there's just something like the roundness of the hands is giving that kind of weird, or that weird, like, wearing gloves impression. Just, this is not reading the way that I would want a G2 Megatron to read, which is really, really unfortunate in one sense. But in another sense, I don't feel particularly compelled to spend $55, $45, or even $35 on this when it inevitably rolls down into discount territory.
Yeah. I think there's been one toy out of this whole series so far. This is only, what, the second wave?
G2 Megatron's Wave 3.
Wave 3.
Yeah, I think.
So the only toy that's really been worth it was that Optimus Prime. And again, because of basketball.
I mean, what about the Elgatacon?
I skipped it.
I canceled my pre-order on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted it, but I skipped it because...
I wanted it, but after a year and a half of waiting for the pre-order to fulfill, I lost my patience and it just didn't seem quite so special anymore.
It's like with the G.I. Joe Ultimates, like the aesthetic is just off from what I really want. Or even like the Super 7 reaction figures, it's just not quite right. And if they're not coming out, they're expensive, one, and they don't come out on quite the basis that I would want. I don't need this. I can live without it.
I have the Grimlock. He's awesome. I like how big he is. I have the Optimus Prime. To be fair, I never took him out of the box. And then I also am getting the Alligatorcon, which I don't care if it's not 100% right, which it looks pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's the most official Alligatorcon we've ever gotten.
Yeah. And it does succeed in looking both big and heavy, which is, you know, that's what you're looking for in an Alligatorcon. Like, the Retgar figure mostly looks fine, except that the face looks weird. And, like, if you're going to get one thing right about Retgar, it better be that face. And they didn't.
I know it's not, but it looks like what Rob Springer used to describe as a shampoo bottle.
Yeah. I mean, especially the way the plastic on the face looks, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that strikes me, though, is just like, wow, they really, with the Studio Series 86 Junkion body, they really nailed what that animation Junkion body looks like, because this, you know, those two things look like 90% similar to each other.
And this has that hand thing going on, too, that you were talking about with Megatron.
Yeah, I mean, for me, for whatever reason, it looks less weird and wrong here. I think probably because this is based on a specific animation model, or at least the idea of an animation model. And G2 Megatron, while probably theoretically based on comic book art, is still kind of like imagining what Sunbow G2 Megatron would look like, and that's where some of that's falling apart. Like, I love that as a concept model, but I do not like how they executed it.
I mean, there's what Go ahead, Rob.
Part of the problem I see with G2 Megatron, besides the fact that the head is, you know, kind of enormous, it's you know, toy accurate, which just, since the rest of it is not really quite, that kind of just throws a wrench in things. But I also noticed that probably the parts that are reused from the original Megatron, that being, you know, the hands, the lower torso, those have a much softer detail level than the parts that are new to this. And that is a part of what is holding this back.
That could well be.
I didn't even realize that it was reusing parts, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the lower torso and the hands are reuses. I could be wrong.
It looks like it. So is there any chance, not that I'm going to buy it, that they would repurpose this as Megastorm?
I mean, it wouldn't take much. They just need to change like some of the purple to gray, I believe.
Although he's not that well known, so I would assume they...
Alligatorcon's might... not either.
Yeah.
Well, Alligatorcon's at least in an episode that, you know, their target audience watched.
Has a cult following.
And we're most of it. I mean, Megastorm, if they wanted like a convention exclusive thing, that'd be a real easy thing to turn out, because they just have to literally change a paint color. They don't even need a new paint mask necessarily.
Yeah,
just change the camo
logo
to dark gray. Yeah, stamp a Predacon logo on it and take the big stick off the cannon, alas.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to buy this anymore.
Me neither. I'm done. Totally done. I'm done. I was going to say I'm done with non-transforming Transformers, but I can't say that because there's a chance that something will come out that I love, but this isn't it, and it certainly isn't red.
Mm. Okay. Manny Kara wants to know what we think has worse plastic, Super 7 Ultimates or Red?
Red.
Yeah, probably Red.
It's Red. Yeah, I think that's pretty conclusive. At least of the Super 7 Ultimates that I've held, which honestly, now that I think of it, is literally only Optimus Prime, because I think the others, I never even took them out of the box.
I think in general, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ones are supposed to be quite good quality. Like the Transformers ones, I think, are a little bit lesser than that, but
they look perfect, if nothing else. The look on them is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Ray Filet that Matt got me is amazing.
Mutagen Man may be the most beautiful action figure that I've ever seen.
Oddly enough, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Photos of an unboxing video of Haslab Nassaris. This is what they posted last week, wasn't it?
Late last week.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
So basically they took some lessons from Star Saber and protected the crap out of this one. So it comes in like three different shippers.
It's like a shipping box in a shipping box, really nice box.
It's the really nice box inside of a shipper box inside of a shipper box.
And then it's all plastic protectant inside with multi-layers, and the chrome pieces are separate to try and protect
those. Yeah, so it doesn't have like the strips across the chrome like Star Saber had that caused some damage.
They did a nice job on the packaging.
Yeah,
they
definitely learned from the complaints people had about Star Saber.
Good.
And they probably don't want to have to print an extra run of these.
I imagine that's also a plus, yes.
Hopefully they aren't printing these, but I get your point.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
They don't want to have to grow an extra run of these.
They don't want to have to inject anything.
It looks really good. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. We have photos of Mark's Instagram comparing Star Saber to Death Star.
That's Evan's Instagram.
Oh, Evan's. I'm sorry. I didn't look to see whose Instagram it was.
Well, that's why I add it to the show notes, so you can see right there after the link whose it is.
You're right. I've never transformed my G1 Disaurus into space chicken mode. And I don't know that this will ever get transformed into it either.
Disaurus is not hard, but it's kind of hard to get stuff to move in the order of operations it needs without kind of move this, then move this, then move this, then move this, and then so the legs can collapse. So it's not hard, it's just not intuitive.
I just don't like the look of it. I just don't need, I just never did it because I just don't like the look of it, and I love the robot mode so much. And
it is definitely a G1 beast alt mode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, it has the look like they're trying to recreate the G1 Dinobots, but instead they got Chicken Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't say it. I paid for this thing. I do not need chicken. I do not need or want Chicken Boo associated with my HasLab.
Chicken Kaiju, what's the matter with you?
I mean, if they ever do repaints, which they won't, they've said they won't for HasLab. Uh-huh. But I would like to have this in the red Brave, the red Geist.
Oh yeah,
that it would be nice to see that in the Brave colors.
But if you they, won't.
Well.
Unless
now,
you bought a second one to get customized by someone.
Well, now, it's possible, maybe, and I thought about this the other day when I saw the unboxing video, maybe they could do in Japan, like they did for Grand Maximus, see if they can get a made-to-order, although that's even more niche than Grand Maximus. But
It's not even that. This is a Hasbro.
Yeah, Grand Maximus is a retail toy. This is a made-to-order.
Right. Figure. I know, but it's about the same price as Grand Maximus.
But they're not doing it. So the other thing here, Don, Red Geist was from a Brave series, correct?
Not a Transformers series.
So Brave falls under Sunrise, which falls under Bandai, which falls under.
Oh yeah,
it's never going to happen.
I forgot about that because I blanked on that because that's why we're not getting a lot of stuff that we should be getting because of. That snafu.
You know, Bandai's probably pretty mad that Hasbro not only bought Power Rangers, but they're basically shelving it now.
They got their money; they don't care.
But no, well,
they can still make Super Sentai stuff.
Bandai a licensee?
I believe they held basically the Master Toy license for North America at one point. But in terms of like ownership of the brand, I don't believe they ever had that.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, so
in Japan, they're, you know, they still do the toys, but the property is still owned by Toei. So in this case, they probably, you know, they probably didn't get their money. They probably just lost the license when it was up for renewal and that was it.
I don't even know what Bandai of America does anymore.
Turtles.
The last thing I got from
Bandai. No, that's Playmates.
You're right.
The last thing I got from Bandai America were the like Gundam Infinity figures, but I believe they also still put out some Dragon Ball and anime heroes type line, 6-inch figure line. So
yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Thunder Machine, Soundwave, in hand photos. It looks like one of those built to rule figures to me. Remember those? The ones that were like
pre-Creo. Lego,
pre-Creo. Something about proportions.
Looks better than that to me, but if it looks like one of those, maybe like the Energon Optimus Prime that was only in a few markets that I wish I could have gotten, but which something did look a little bit better than the first wave we.
Yeah, this similar aesthetic though. What was the first one of these that we got?
Megatron and Bumblebee.
Yeah, to Megatron to me, it looks okay. Hopefully, it's not horrible.
I think it's partly the colors because like the Thunder Machine should be. Like grungy and washed out, and these colors are super saturated and really bright. Yeah. Like it doesn't match Dreadnoks to me.
Could have come out during Siege.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to get it because I watched one of the online reviewers has an actual legit copy. Sean,
take a drink.
Anyway, how did they get a legit copy?
It's actually shipping from some retailers. I don't know if he got it from like Robot Kingdom or someone like that, but I watched the video. It looks good. It is a little kibbly, a little bit of the vehicle stuff hanging off here and there. I wish it could tucked away better.
I'm fine with that.
But it looks a lot more solid. I don't have Bumblebee. I don't plan on getting Bumblebee unless he gets stupid cheap. Like, stupid cheap. But Megatron is not bad. But I'll be honest, I sold the Baroness for $30 out of that, which helped knock the price down. And I'm planning on selling the Zartan and the Zorana out of this as well to knock the price down, although I'm keeping Ravage.
Shouldn't it come with Xandar? Or not Xandar. The guy with the green hair. Can't think of his name.
Oh, the guy with the skip? No. That was
Zanzibar. The guy with the skip. The long pony?
Yeah, I don't remember who. I don't remember the guy who's packed in with this. With the original toy, I got it. It's not important.
Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
I think aesthetically, the only thing I really have against this is I wish there were some rear and or side skirt armor plates too, because that's just the section where it looks just a little bit like flat and two dimensional. Other than that, I think it comes off fairly well. But yeah, just that one section just seems a little bit bare.
Yeah, I mean, Soundwave seems like the best case for one of these because the robot can be just a collection of large boxes, which is kind of, that's what Megatron ended up being. That's what Bumblebee detrimentally ended up being. And for Soundwave, this just works. Like, I don't know what the cup that leaked is going to end up looking like. I doubt it's going to look as good in both modes as this does. But, like, Soundwave probably is where we're going to get our, you know, high end out of this. Everything's probably going to be downhill from here after this. Unless they do, like, a Sound Blaster or just a blaster off of some other G.I. Joe vehicle where they can use the same trick. Like, it's supposed to look boxy like this. It's not just because we need big empty space for a figure to ride inside in the car.
Yeah. Let's see here. One last news item. Commander Class, Magmatron, Magnosaurus mode, first look. I am cooling down on this boy. The fact that it's using, like, the Kingdom, I guess, sort of more realistic animal aesthetic than what we got in the, like, in Beast Wars. This combined mode just looks horrific, not in a good way.
So did the original one.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, but, like, the individual parts, though, they were not, they didn't try, they didn't have the level of detail, they didn't have the quasi-realistic molding. It, I don't know, like, especially, like, in the T-Rex's face and everything, it's
a Giganotosaurus, Brian.
Whatever it is. In the, I don't know, just something about the aesthetic that makes it less appealing than, like, a vintage Beast Wars toy would.
When I saw it, it was described as a Magmatron turducken, so...
Yeah, I mean, so...
That,
like,
kind of makes sense.
Yeah, there's nothing new about this. The original toy had this alt mode.
I didn't know. I know nothing about this.
Things than a turducken.
Yes, yeah. That we will not be mentioning on the show.
Yeah, like, and with the original toy, it just this mode never bothered me at all. But just something looks weird and off about it.
But this just seems like...
The thing is, you don't have to put it in this mode.
No. This is true.
That's what I was going to say. For me, I know nothing about this character, have no affiliation. I thought it looked cool, especially in the three separate dinosaur modes and then the combined mode. This just looks a little bit silly, but I'm already in on this toy for the other two modes anyway. I mean, so
it is silly. It was a like a Japanese anime from the 90s. So it inherently had silly components to it. Like all Japanese originated Beast Wars was silly.
Well, like I said, I know nothing about that. So that's not why I'm getting it.
I think the biggest difference to me between them, just taking a look for probably the first time at the original Magmatron in this mode, is that the back end of the combined mode just looked like it connected to the main body a little bit more, as just, you know, it looked, I mean, for a given value of aesthetics, it looked a little bit more like it all combined into one thing.
Yes.
Than a just a T-Rex wearing a caboose.
It looks like it would look intentional in the original toy, and this is like, oh, we need to fit this mode in, so here it is.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd go that far, but for myself, but yeah, I feel like the connection between the front and back half looked a little bit more solid and more you know, cohesive than this
does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, this was probably, you know, a victim of making the rest of the robot mode better.
Yeah, that's totally true. Totally true.
I kind of wonder if the Magmasaurus was not even in the original design brief, and the engineers were just like, okay, but we have to have that in here, and they just, you know, made a few modifications to get something that kind of works that way in there. And you know,
so is Magmatron some like reincarnation of Megatron's spirit or something? He's got a very Megatron-esque vibe to
him. So he's the primary villain in Neo. So
yeah, so I mean, I'm sure they were taking some inspiration from Beast Wars Megatron when they were designing this, you know, to get something of that, you know, imposing nature. But no, I mean, Magmatron's a completely separate, unrelated character.
Gotcha.
Completely different purple dinosaur.
This makes me wish I just kept my original. I'll probably still get this as long as we get a big convoy.
I never liked the original. This probably will be a more fun toy to mess with. Like, I never felt like the original felt that good to pose or transform or anything.
It was,
but like,
it's not.
I don't care. I just don't care about Magmatron.
Magmatron, the original toy, is very... The individual robots transform fine. Combining them, getting everything to line up, it is a little fiddly, like getting the pterodactyl paws to clip into place and getting the dinosaur, you know, getting the... Once you get it and get it posed, it looks phenomenal. Just don't touch it because those connections are not the sturdiest. I'm looking forward to having this as something that I can actually maybe not fiddle with on a regular basis, but I can mess and pose without having to basically break it back down and put it back together in a new pose.
I think the Takara engineers and designers at the time made Magmatron the same way that Toei's people made Sentai robots, which is you start from what you want the combined robot to look like, and then you work backwards into what you can break that down into for individual pieces.
Hmm.
So, like, yeah, when you get the original Magmatron together as that one single robot, it aesthetically is a nice single robot. I never found it to be very poseable or anything, but, like, you know, the look is there. And then it's like, okay, so how do we now turn this into three dinosaurs? And then you get that out of it.
So let's jump to what we got this week. As a reminder, patrons get everything that we got this week, ham sandwiches and all. In the primary feed, though, we're only talking about Transformers. So, Diecast, what Transformers did you get this week?
Well, first thing I got was I got a Crasher from my friend Joe from Realm of Collectors. He found one. He sent it to me. So thank you, Joe. And I hate all of you on this show. Because you made me do this.
You got MP711 last week. That's great.
Yeah.
How much was it total with shipping? Less than three.
No. It was. I think it was like $350.
That's still the email right now.
The only one I've seen recently was six, and that's before shipping. Diecast, you got a bargain.
Yeah, you got a deal. I had to Dononomics the hell out of that, and I got lucky with some timing on some coupons.
And don't forget, I skipped it. Like, you should be thankful that I stopped buying Masterpiece as of, like, last month.
No, maybe I shouldn't be thankful. I was going to say,
like, he'd be more thankful if you were still buying Masterpiece, then he wouldn't have had to buy it.
Yeah. I saw one at TFCon, and it was $400, and I was tempted. But
you should have just got that.
I didn't want to. Yeah. So this was still cheaper.
Uh huh.
So, but yeah, I do like these one off like Optimus Prime exclusives with like a store, like that Target one. When that comes out, I'll be all about that. And I'm really mad we never got that Amazon Prime because I would have loved to have that in my collection too. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that one day we'll get an Amazon Prime, but, you know, who knows? I wish we knew why that fell apart.
I mean, if they ever did a crossover with a company, I mean, they could do 7-Eleven, but I don't think it would be in the U.S. as recognizable as a thing as versus. I mean, we have no 7-Elevens down here, so I don't know how they are in the rest of the U.S. I know of one that's about an hour drive away. That's the closest one.
We have plenty down here, Don.
We do?
Okay, I was going to say, I thought 7-Elevens everywhere. But...
I have three within 15 minutes of my house.
Okay, because I
only know. Until the last year or so, there were not any in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Because if they did, was this like, say, I'm just spinning this, like, say, Hess, you know.
It's been like the last 8-10 years that's the case, but like they're all over now.
Okay. I haven't been in the 7-Eleven in forever, but if they haven't changed much, I can say they are very clearly not as cool as the Japanese 7-Elevens that get Masterpiece kits and Gundam models.
And Famicom disc game, like reprogrammable kiosks and stuff like that.
Japanese convenience stores are way cooler than our convenience stores.
Yes. Except for Bucky's.
You know what? That should be... So I'm so sorry, Brian. That should be... GameStop's new model. They should put in some Slurpee machines and
sandwiches,
snacks, and then, you know, sell video games and toys on top of it. I think that would be up
an exclusive deal with Pepsi to peddle Mountain Dew game review all year round.
I think that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Did you get anything else, Diecast?
No, that's it.
Don, what Transformers did you get?
Transformer-wise, thanks to some of the various sales and stuff going on, I got this before all the sales started, but I did get my Frankentron to go with Draculous. I love the color scheme on this mold. I like the changes. I love the accessories because his cannon now looks like one of the old fashioned diodes from all the movies. So I wasn't planning on ever buying this Impactor mold again, but they really did a good job on that. It's nice to have one for my collection.
Definitely.
Thanks to tfradio.net/Amazon with all the recent sales going on. I'm exhausted from watching all the sales. I did get Movie Ultra Magnus Reaction for like $14.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, you know, it's going to stay on card going forward because when I get my display done, all the movie reaction is going to be around my Transformers the Movie poster as the centerpiece of that wall. So for $8, $9 less than normal, I got that. The last two things I got is what I showed off earlier. I did get, thanks to the Entertainment Earth, had the big buy one, get one half off sale. And Megatron, now he was the one that I had basically to pay regular price, but I was going to get him anyway. I just think he's a big, beefy, imposing Megatron. I understand the criticisms and I get it, but it's also G2 Megatron, so I really can't be too upset with that. And also, just for just let everybody know what he comes with, he has the sword, the bandolier, the small, like similar to the gun he came with, a more G2 BFG, and also he comes with the two things that you got, the extra, the blue faced head, and the other depends on which art you want to go by. If you want to look like,
yeah, that's right. So it comes with a comic accurate head. And also, like, a G2 themed redeco of a G1 Megatron head. Yeah, I had forgotten about that.
So I got him, and then the half-off one that I got from the sale was the G1 Megatron, which it wound up being, like, $23.74 to go with the Wave 1 Optimus. And I got free shipping, and I had an influencer code.
What's an influencer code?
The people on Twitter that have links to some of these sites like Entertainment Earth, whatever the case may be, you can put their code in and you
like
get
tfradio.net/Amazon.
Who was more influential than Don, and why doesn't Don have his own damn code?
Because I don't have an account with these people. They've heard of me, but they probably, you know. That's beside the point.
So you
put anyway,
your affiliate code and you get a little discount off of them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I got both for like both of them for $77, and they would have been like $110 otherwise. So if I was going to get them, that I think that was a good time to get them because I needed the Megatron to go with the Optimus, and then the G2 Megatron is just, I think it's a really imposing figure.
Okay, cool.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, and that's all I got on top.
Matt, what'd you get?
I got but one thing this week, and it is the reissue Skywarp from Walmart.
Ah, oh, cool. Oh, hey,
animation
nice.
Accurate one. I actually got it from Hasbro Pulse because it popped up on their back in stock, so I jumped on that. So now I have all three of the Core Seekers and their animation colors, and they look magnificent together.
Yeah,
I'm missing him.
He's not. Yeah, he's the new one. Yeah, I need to get that. Hopefully, I don't have it. I need to check to see if I don't already have it ordered.
Oh, we forgot to mention the Hasbro sale, too. There is a Hasbro sale for Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah. There's on Pulse and Amazon.
Currently lots and lots of Black Friday sales active.
Yeah.
Very exhausting keeping up with everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's an easy solution for that, Dom, which is to just not buy everything.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
Thus far, I chose to not buy anything. So
I'd be lying if I said I didn't buy some stuff that's not here yet on some of these sales, but yeah.
Rob, did you get anything?
Not on topic.
What about you, Chris?
So from one of these aforementioned sales, so last week, Amazon put a few Transformers things on early Black Friday sale. The two very new things, one of which was the Deadeye dual set, the Javelin and Cascade 2-pack, which, you know, it launched at about $50, and they had it marked down for the sale to $35, so I had a few dollars of Amazon points I could apply to that too. So I basically got it for the 35 and no tax, which was pretty much the point I was waiting for to jump on that anyway, because like I was interested in that because I don't have that movie RC mold at all, so this was gonna be my example of that. But like I could not justify getting that at 50, but like 35, yeah, sure, anytime. So of course this comes with a repeat of the Siege Chromium mold. Both toys have new heads and come with new parts, like the Chromium mold, which is Cascade, I think, just has a new attachment for the gun that the mold already came with, and Javelin has an entire new rifle, which is a really cool design. But like otherwise the molds are not they're not changed. Javelin ends up being a little worse off for having the weapons changed out with a new one, because like that RC mold relied on its accessories to cover up the robot hands in the motorcycle mode, and that's not there anymore. So those hands are just hanging out back there, much like, say, Core Class Wheelie had going on, except this is a deluxe size figure. But I like the colors they used on these. I think Cascade is not different enough for me from Chromia's colors, but you know, the pink they painted on the quote-unquote windshield part makes it a little bit more distinctive, and the main plastic color is like it's still a blue, but it's a little bit more pale. So like if you had them side by side, you wouldn't like mistake them for being the same color, but like having one or the other in isolation, like they still look pretty similar to each other. Javelin though looks very distinctly different because all the colors have been changed quite a bit, and I like the combination of this like very purpley blue with the pink accents, and the just a little bit saturated gray for the thighs that show in the vehicle mode. Like it's a really good color palette on this. There's good paintwork in the robot mode, and I love the design of the new head they put on here too. Apparently it's supposed to be like a Cyclops kind of thing where it's one eye in the middle, but it mostly just looks like a face with a big visor piece come down over it, covering what would be normal eyes. Like that's how it reads to me. I kind of like it that way a little bit better. And like this mold is cool too. It's my first handling of it. Like it's not the greatest thing ever, but I'm glad I have an example of it because it's a little bit different. It's kind of fun. I don't know how this one felt in its original pressing, but Cascade definitely seems to be showing some age on that chromium mold. The joints don't feel quite as solid as they did in its first run. And just some of the feel overall is kind of on the gummy side. Like, the plastic is solid, but everything just feels a little bit off. It might be time to retire this one, or if they want to keep running stuff off of this, like start revitalizing it, because I think it's hitting its limit. But yeah, on topic, that's what I got this week.
Cool. I have hopefully what is my last toy for a while. Again, I'm trying to downsize, and I mentioned this I think last week. I just got it. I think I got it Friday. It's something that I bought. I already had the toy loose, but I got it boxed complete. I'm not certain that the one that I have is complete, but this one is, and it's in the box, and it is a vintage Sound Blaster.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so I love Sound Blaster. I always have. I have...
New Soundwave?
Yes, it's new Soundwave. I have a vintage Twin Cast in the box, and now I have a vintage Sound Blaster box, too. So with my rule, when it comes to getting rid of reissues, if they're not distinct, my Encore Sound Blaster and Twin Cast are distinct because they have special cassette partners with them that are not the same as like the vintage. So I guess I'm keeping those. But yeah, that's what I got this week. I want to thank our patrons at patreon.com/TFRadio. Patrons get an ad-free version of the show. Get it a day early. This past week, you got it like 3 days early. Because I forgot to post the show. I didn't forget. I had it queued up to go, but it didn't fire. So yeah, patrons got it a few days early. Higher bit rate, a weekly Patreon exclusive pre-show podcast. unedited episodes of RFC, like if Don drops an F-bomb or something. There will be a patron version of the show each week now that we have the ham sandwich portion of what we got this week as a Patreon exclusive, Hot 5 podcast week early. So as I try to catch up on those, I think what I'm going to do is just start with like the last couple and then work backwards. So Rob has sent over like one like the last 2 weeks. I think I'm just going to get those posted this weekend. Then I will go back and catch up with others. So I just sense. So little time.
I feel you.
Patrons at the touch tier get to be on Hot 5. In touch patrons are mentioned on the show each week and listed at tfradio.net/credits. So without further ado, Kevin Dorsey, Tiger Forces Ninja Consultant, Jason Hiley, Eric Griffin, Rick Mahurin, Ryan Bona, Emmett Sresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, and again, Hector, thank you for the wonderful donation for Elf on a Shelf Warmer, Joey Russell, Sean Williamson, Spider Bob, Jay Klein Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, and Sean Bratton. Thank you all so much. You are awesome. Let's see here. John DeLuna is not here this week. He is at That John D Everywhere and Cloudburst on eBay. Rob Springer, not here. Robo Rob Springer on Twitter. Zonebase.bsky.social on Blue Sky. Zonebase.org. And last week we posted the newest episode of Transform Squadron. Yeah. He's changed the name of his podcast like 4 times. And I had to go back and remember.
My reflex is still being awesome.
Yeah, I know. I love that. That was like the name. But yeah. I have to say, I always try to listen to Rob's podcast. But sometimes I'm so behind. Sometimes I'm late. But I listened to this one like the day I posted it, and Rob does such a great job now. Especially, he's gotten so good at like being the lone voice talking. Like I used to do podcasts that way. I don't think I could do it now, and I certainly couldn't do it as well as Rob does. I don't know if there are any other Transformers podcasts out there that are in that format, but I can't imagine it, anybody is as good as Rob is. Rob is excellent at that. So Rob does a great job, and everybody should listen to that. Again, this past week was about what he's thankful for. Let's see here. I am on the internet at briankilby.com. And I guess I'm probably doing something Christmas albumy this year. This past week I got like a gigantic conference table that is like pre-cut and everything just for like a podcast recording studio space. So I'm setting that up to record the album with, at least with my kids. So there'll be something again at briankilby.com. I'm also on Blue Sky and on Twitter still somehow, and Facebook. Like I accept friend requests on Facebook if the person is wearing like a Transformer shirt, but if it's my cousin, I don't, or I went to school with them, I don't accept the request. So let's
sounds
see
like
here.
A sound Facebook policy to me.
Yeah. So Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see reviews at tfradio.net/reviews or youtube.com/RFC reviews.
Very cool. Chris, how about you?
I'm Chris RTXV on Blue Sky. You can find the work I've done on the internet at playwithphotography.com. I have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/Chris list. And I'm also in our Discord all the time, tfradio.net/Discord. It's my favorite place to talk about nerd topics with like-minded people. We got a great crew of regulars in there. It's a really chill time, and I encourage everyone to come sign up and hang out with us. You can run it straight from your browser. You don't need to install anything, et cetera, et cetera. But seriously, like, come join our Discord. It's a great place to be. Also, don't forget Elf on the Shelf Warmer. Go out to your Ross's and your Ollie's and, you know, check your Walmarts for sales and clearances, or, you know, 2-pack bundles of Transformers nobody wanted for 2 years. And, you know, get those out to kids in need in your area through Toys for Tots or whatever local service is hopefully filling that function if you don't have Toys for Tots coverage local to you.
Absolutely. Rob.
Okay, I can be found on Blue Sky at robflails.bsky.social. That is mostly being used for personal purposes at the moment, though it is ostensibly connected to Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel. That is where I mostly cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. And that has a really nice update coming this week. We are getting the Rosen Zulu from Gundam Unicorn. And also the Situation Battle Mode from the original Gundam Battle Operation is coming back. That's where you get randomly sorted into a scenario from one of the series, plopped into a random mobile suit, and get to go fight. And that is a really good time. I have missed that for like 5 or 6 years now. So that is I am happy to see that return. I am able to like officially announce this coming week I am going to get to fly out to Irvine, California, and visit Bandai headquarters. They're going to let me look at some stuff. And because of that, I will probably not be on the show next week because I will be gone Tuesday today.
Well, that sounds awesome. Have fun, man.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, if you want to support what I do on Flailthroughs, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can make requests for specific rounds. I am slow, but I tend to get good stuff. And I have tfradio.net/playlist if anyone feels like, throwing a gift at me. And also Elf on the Shelf Warmer. There's plenty of good stuff out there to get for kids. I've been plunking for some of the entry grade Gundam models just because, yeah, they require no tools. There's not much in the way of sharp edges, and you get a pretty much finished action figure by the time you're done. So I've got a stack of those to put in a donation box somewhere. And that's about all I got.
Cool. Matt?
Melvar.bsky.social. 3 L's, 2 R's.
Don?
I may reach on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. I also have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/Don List. If you wanted to check that out, that's about it.
We're done. That's it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Everyone enjoy and be safe.
Happy Starch Day, everyone.
And yes. For the rest of the world, it was Thursday.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.